Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, hello. Another episode of BDA Baby, and I'm really excited because we're going to be talking to Chriselle Lim. My Fitbit is telling me I need to walk, so that's helpful. We are going to be talking to Chriselle all about being a working mom. She's a mom to 2 little girls, and one of them has one of my favorite names, which is Colette. Love that name. It's actually my confirmation name. So we're going to talk to her about being a working mom, balancing those two, because a lot of people are writing in asking me about to talk to more working moms about the balancing act of dealing with that, of being a present mother and also a working mom. So we're going to talk to her about that. And also Boomo, which there are so many different branches of Boomo. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's so nice to connect.
I know. I'm so excited. And I first of all, congratulations on the launch of Boomo, the location that you opened here in
LA.
Thank
you. Yes. We're going to have to get you to come by someday.
I know. I need to, I'm like slowly but surely starting to like emerge from my house.
I know. Well, congratulations to you. I know you just gave birth and you must be just exhausted. So congratulations.
I'm slowly getting some more sleep. So that's exciting. But the your Boomo location, which is for anybody who's in Los Angeles, is at the Century City Mall. And it is so beautiful. And I was just looking it up with my friends and saw that you guys do date night care, which is so genius. Yeah. Because I don't think any other child care place has done something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I mean, not to go too far into it, but that was exactly why I started it. Because once I became a mom, I saw these places that had child care, but they never share that it's unlicensed child care. So that means that they can't legally nap your baby. They can't legally feed them. They cannot legally change their diapers, which means that they can't do anything, right? They can literally just like play with your kids, but you will be interrupted constantly if they have a poopy diaper or whatnot. So as a working mom, I'm like, this is better than nothing, but it's not a long-term solution. So that's why when I started building Boomo, I was like, it has to be fully licensed. So someone like you, you know, if you want to go in there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and just like stay there all day, go out and do an errand, have a date night with your partner, then you could do all that and your child will be taken care of. So, yeah.
It's so smart and also a great location to do a date night because it's at Century City, which has, you know, great places.
I mean, I'm biased. I think it's the best shopping center in Los Angeles, in the country of the USA. So it's a great
place. I know. It is really beautiful. I know. It is. It's, but the space itself is also beautiful. It's so, you know, well curated, well put together. And I was looking at it this week a lot because I know it just opened. So congratulations on that. I want to also learn more about it and tell people more about it. But let's just backtrack to when you became a mom because your daughters are still young.
Yeah.
So it's fairly new to you. And obviously you're a huge female entrepreneur in this space, have been on here for a really long time and totally have accomplished so much and are such a, you know, an icon in this whole online media space. So I want to go back to that because you have seemed, and I'm sure there are parts that are overwhelming, but it seems like you balance the being a present mother with being a very busy working mom role very well. And I want to go back to when you first became a mom, how you kind of adjusted to that.
Yeah. Well, it seems like I have it all put together online, but I don't, as you know. you know, that's why I love, hate Instagram, because just to be real, it's like, you're not naturally going to put your worst self on the internet, right? That's like not where you go to like pour your baggage and your dirt onto the internet, right? But we all have it and we all go through it. We just don't share it on the internet. And unfortunately, people just assume that your life is perfect because you are posting these like wonderful images of your family and, you know, these happy photos of your kids. But it was hard and it's still hard, right? Like every single day I'm questioning like, oh my God, am I working too much? Like, should I be spending more time with my kids? Like, it's a constant battle. Of course, it has definitely helped with the opening of Umo Work because now I am co-located with them. So I could kind of like see them throughout the day and have my moments with them. But yeah, it was hard in the beginning. I felt horrible because I chose to work. I chose not to be a stay at home full-time mom, though I have a lot of friends that do that. I chose to continue my career and that ate me up for a long time because I was constantly on a plane. I was, you know, traveling to different countries every month for work. And I felt really guilty about it. But then what I realized at the end is that as long as it's filling my cup up, and it sounds so selfish in the beginning, right? Because you're like, what? You just gave birth to these two little like helpless things. Like how, why are you talking about filling up your cup when you should be thinking about them? But it's so true. As they get older, I realize that if you're a happy parent and you are generally filled up yourself, your kids will be affected by that. And quite the opposite. Like if you're not filled up and you are depressed and you're constantly just like angry, your kids will be affected by that too. And so I love what I do. I've always loved what I do. And that's why, you know, I think in the long run, it has and it will continue to benefit my kids for the better.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even think about the fact that you were always on a plane because obviously we live in such a crazy time right now where people, I haven't been on a plane in over a year, so that hasn't even factored in. But, you know, for you, especially a huge part of your career was, as you were saying, traveling constantly, going out, doing things. And then feeling that kind of mom guilt in the beginning, especially. And I'm sure you still have moments where you do feel it now, even though you've been doing it for a couple of years. But how do you balance that? Because it is a big question that we get from a lot of moms and dads of just how to deal with the guilt of not being with your kids enough, doing enough with your kids, being present enough. That.
Well, I think it's funny because I think COVID was like a perfect testament because we were all locked at home with kids 24/7. And that was a great, great kind of, I like to call it an experience or experiment for us working parents, because now we're with them 24/7 and you're like, holy crap. Like, why do I still feel guilty? Like I'm with them, I'm physically with them and I still feel guilty. Right. And so one that shows you that we're all wired in a way where especially mothers, we just always feel guilty, right? And so it's kind of unlearning a lot of these things that we were taught to, you know, to feel a certain way about certain things. But two, it also showed me personally during quarantine, it's not about the amount of hours that I'm with them because I was literally locked at home with them 24/7 and we were not getting the quality time like all the time, right? Whereas when I have like, you know, 2-3 hours a day pre-COVID, I would literally make the best and the most out of those hours. And the kids are not going to remember, oh, mommy was home with me for the whole day. They're going to remember, oh, remember that one time, mom, like you played hide and seek with me and I couldn't find you. And that was so much fun. Can we do that again? And that just like shows you that it's not about amount of hours. So that has really helped me put into perspective with my personal guilt as a working mother. And I've noticed that when I spend and carve out just like 1 hour, like one solid hour a day of undivided attention, that's enough for them for the day at least, right? That's all they wanted. And all of a sudden that whole like, mommy, mommy, I need this, I need that. That's them asking you to play with them. They just want that validation that they're seen, they're heard, and they want that quality time. So what I noticed that because I still work at home and my kids are at home because they only go half day to school. When they do come home, when I do give them that like solid 45 minutes to an hour, just like focus on them, they usually kind of let me be and do my thing for the rest of the day because they feel filled up as well. So that's how I kind of have balanced my working at home situation with the kids.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
No, I think it's a total, like, it's a learning process, I think, for everybody. And especially as the world shifts back to, you know, whatever new version of new normal that we're going to be having, finding that balance of, you know, you time and also paying attention to the kids and going places and, you know, being at work. So I think it's a really, it's a great way to be giving people advice about, you know, spending that quality time with them and also, you know, making sure that you're filling your own cup up so that, you know, reflects with your children. I also, before we get to Boomo, just because I want to talk so much about that, but as a new mom also for me, and then, you know, following someone like yourself, this is just a personal question that I just thought of right now. I feel like with social media, I follow so many incredible moms, you being one of them, and people who, you know, do such great jobs, it seems, of, you know, showing their children, balancing being a mom and also being a working mom. And also with social media, having a love-hate relationship with it myself. And, you know, there are so many great parts about it. And there are also so many challenging parts about it. And one that I've noticed even just my 9.5 months into being a new mom is the amount of criticism that other moms put and share on, you know, various things that moms do on social media, posting with kids, not posting with kids, choosing one product versus another. Have you experienced that? And how have you dealt with that? Just, I'm curious as a new mom myself and seeing that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the internet is a scary place to put your life out there. Right. And so that's number one. It's like, obviously you and I, we kind of signed up for this knowing that, like, you know, it is subject for criticism, anything that we put out there. So I think that's one, like having that mindset and knowing that. But two, you know, as a new mom, I was kind of shocked too in the beginning because so many people had different opinions. And I was like, I didn't ask for your opinion, right? Like, what I use. I didn't ask if there was a better product out there. I'm just sharing with what I use, right? And every mom just loves to share their own experience, which I understand, right? But then it could also seem offensive at times. But I just learned that I kind of had my own inner circle of friends where I would ask questions, and anything that I post on the internet, I hate saying this because it's kind of my job to read comments and engage. But with certain topics, I would actually not really read the comments and I wouldn't really engage because I just knew that if I'm putting this type of information out there and I continue to kind of defend myself of why I do certain things, that's going to be kind of like an endless battle. So I just learned with certain topics like motherhood, especially in the beginning, I just learned to kind of just skim through the comments. Sometimes I don't even read them. And then I just kind of like post and then move on with my life. Of course, there are times where I do have to, you know, answer some questions, but for the most part, I try not to get too emotionally hung up on those things.
Yeah, no, I think that it's great advice. And I often think that even just, you know, separate from social media, moms in general, everybody has a different way of, you know, being a new mom, being a mom of 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, however long. And there always seems to be some level of criticism, no matter what. And it sometimes I'm just like, I wish everybody would just embrace all the different forms of motherhood, or if you choose to use an organic, you know, carrot versus a not organic, like it's everybody just, you know, is doing the best that they can. And so I always think it's interesting when other moms have that part of their life, like you do, is just knowing how you, you know, really focus on your inner circle and also just, you know,
and I always say, because, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on like why, you know, moms do certain things certain ways. But whenever I post something for myself, I always say, because I never want someone to look at my post and feel bad that they can't breastfeed or they chose not to breastfeed, right? Mm-hmm. So I always say that this is what I chose to do. I know there are a lot of different ways to raise a healthy baby, but this is what I decided to do for myself. And so I think always kind of phrasing it that way, at least as an influencer myself, I don't want other people to feel bad or think that I'm trying to, you know, make them feel a certain way by, you know, shoving an image of me breastfeeding my child, right? So I always kind of try to phrase it in that way.
Yeah, that's a great point. I like that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Okay, so let's talk about Boomo. I love, as I was mentioning before, I love the concept. And I remember very, very well last year when COVID first hit, and talking to so many of my friends who had kids at home and trying to navigate that craziness. I remember learning about Boomo and you guys really needing to shift, because you guys were planning originally on launching in person a year ago and COVID hit. And so you guys had to kind of rejigger things. But I want to kind of first, can you explain what Boomo means and why you started?
Yeah, sure. So Boomo, it means parents in Korean. I am of Korean heritage. Mm. Literally, we couldn't think of another name. So I was talking to my parents and I was like, oh, Boomo. Like I was talking to my Boomo, which is parents. And I was like, oh, Boomo. Like we should just name it Boomo. So luckily the name was available. And the idea really happened when I first became a mom like yourself. And I realized that there was absolutely no support system for working parents, especially working mothers. I felt like it was a binary decision that women had to make of either choosing work over kids or kids over work. And I was like, oh my God, we live in the 21st century. How come there's no support system here? And so, as I mentioned earlier, I researched places and locations where I could go and work out of and be co-located with my child, because I was feeding. I couldn't find any. All of them were unlicensed childcare. And so that's when the idea of, okay, building a kind of co-working space where working parents can go, but also have fully licensed childcare. So if someone like you and I needed to have a meeting, like a staff day from the morning, 7, 8 a.m., and then stay all the way until like 8 p.m. for like other, I don't know, meetings and shoots and whatever, then I could literally do that because there's fully licensed childcare and I could you know, in between, go see my child, you know, nurse her, be able to have lunch with her, be able to do a mommy and me activity. Because the biggest thing for me that I felt so guilty about with my first child was that because I put her in early childcare, early daycare, I felt like I was cut out of her life after I put her there. Because like, okay, dropped her off at 9 a.m., picked her up by 5 p.m., like in between, I didn't know what she was doing. I felt like I was missing a lot of big milestones. And that's the norm for most working parents, right? And mm-hmm. so I was like, why can't there be more integration? Why can't, you know, working parents have lunch with their kids? Why can't they do a class in between? And so in my kind of imagination, I kind of built up like this perfect scenario of what my life would look like as a working parent, and that's FOMO. And so still being separate under one roof. So like there's a beautiful work lounge for parents on one side, a really chic, like innovative childcare center on the other side. And in the middle is where the two can meet and like do things together. And so I wish I had this with my first, but I have it with my second. And I just feel like so much of a present parent now. And so that's FOMO work. And it finally opened last week at Westfield Century City. So if you guys are in Los Angeles, make sure to check it out. But then we were actually supposed to open up last year, as you mentioned, and we had to quickly pivot because we were like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Like, we don't know when we could actually physically open. So that's when we launched all the curriculum that my co-founder created, because she's an educator, and we launched it online. And we, not accidentally, but like not planned, because it was a part of the business plan, we pretty much launched a ed tech platform for children to have like really high quality virtual education for ages 1 through 7. Because at the time, and still, there really is no great options for virtual learning for really young kids. And so that's FOMO Brain, and that's how FOMO Brain was born. So up to date, we've taught over like 25,000 classes. We teach everything, like not just like boring concepts like math, but like how do we make it fun? So my daughter, Chloe, she really struggled with math. And so I put her in the chef math class, which is cooking concepts while learning math at the same time. And then she picked it up like that. And now she understands subtraction. She understands addition. She understands multiplication now. And because we are able to tie fun concepts with more traditional concepts, because we really believe that kids not just learn, but retain information when they're having fun. So that's FOMO Brain.
That's amazing. I love the idea of being able to get creative with different subjects like math. I myself, when I was younger, I was not like a, you know, exactly how you learn it in school. I came home and my mom would try and get creative like that. So being able to have that, especially during COVID for so many children, is so incredible. And I remember seeing it when I was pregnant last year during COVID. And I was like, this is such an incredible concept that you guys, you know, you guys turned around that content also very quickly, which was very impressive. And it really reached such incredible amount of moms, and was something that even my friends who I didn't even, you know, necessarily tell them about FOMO, they were teaching with their kids at home. So I thought that it was just such a creative and clever way of getting kids to be engaged in subjects and doing it, you know, while we're all trying to navigate whatever that was that we were experiencing last year.
We were like, this is a COVID thing. Like, are people still going to do it after COVID? And what we realized is that COVID started it, but it's not a COVID problem, because it's an early childhood education problem. There's really lack of options for children at that age to have access to these kind of subjects. And not just within the USA, like a lot of our students and families are global. We have families from rural villages from Africa that don't have access to proper education, that are enrolled through our scholarship program to get the education, to learn, right? These, you know, STEM concepts, English, all these things. And so we realized that, wow, we're actually solving a much bigger problem than COVID. It's actually a global education, access to education situation. And so that's been kind of our core mission, is just being able to provide high quality education to everyone anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then you have Boomo Parent.
Yes. Boomo Parent is kind of like our fun marketing part parenting tip page, where parents can, you know, just discover parenting tips, and also the community element. We also do like lots of meetups. We just did one, like our very first drive through, and we had over like 400 people there. And it was just like such a great way to build community within like your local city. So yeah, Boomo Parent has been definitely more of like our community element. And we also have like a newsletter that goes out every Sunday, and it literally has everything that parents need to know for that week, whether it be like recalls on certain products, just things that like you might not be aware of. So it just goes into your inbox every Sunday. And our whole kind of mission with all of our kind of Boomo branches is to make the lives of busy parents a little easier. So,
yeah. And I think the aspect of having a community is so important, especially in this, you know, time now. It's been interesting, especially being a new mom, to have this, you know, really lean on a virtual community, because in our parents' generations, they leaned on, you know, their friends and their family. And especially when you have a new baby, to be able to lean on people and lean on support systems, and to be able to have that virtually, I think is so helpful, you know, with kids of all ages, of course. But
how has it been for you? How has it been as like a new mom and like finding your kind of tribe, I guess? Because
it's definitely interesting, because the convenient part was that a lot of my friends also had babies during COVID. So I was able to have a great community of people who I knew were safe, COVID safe, and be able to, you know, obviously communicate with people virtually. But it's definitely an interesting thing, because I think especially as a young woman, I always kind of, you know, had this idea of what becoming a mom would be like, which was, you know, being able to have my pregnancy and be around my family, my cousins. Yeah. I always talk to so many of my girl cousins about like, oh my gosh, can you believe like one day we're going to be pregnant and be around each other? Like, so that part of it was something that I felt we missed, but we all managed to stay really close. My family is so great with, you know, being close knit, and there are a ton of us. So it's a big thing to stay, you know, close to one another, especially during this time, and to be able to stay in touch. And so many of my cousins have also gotten pregnant and had babies. So it's been a really great bonding experience in that way, and a definite silver lining in this crazy year. And then, you know, a silver lining being able to just have such a close, you know, bond, is have so much time with my daughter at home and with my mom and my sister as well, just, you know, being like the four of us girls doing everything together. And so there have been challenges with it, and also silver linings in this time. But I think that, you know, organizations and there are so many amazing places virtually that have been able to create such great content for new moms in this time, and Boomo being one of them. So I think it's so impressive. And it also makes me curious to what you're seeing in the communities that you guys have as being really big themes in all of the different community work you guys are doing, whether it's the email outreach or people commenting in general. Like, is there a big level of loneliness or separation that people are feeling?
Yeah. So we've noticed, I mean, I think it kind of goes in waves, but during COVID, a lot of parents were just looking for community. And what's interesting is that through Boomo Brain, because the virtual classes are very small, so they're like five to six kids max, a lot of these parents within the classes of the kids, they became friends, and they would consistently see each other, and they would like become pen pals, and the kids would write each other. And, you know, a lot of them were across like different parts of the world, which was really cool. Wow. So that gave a lot of exposure and like opportunity for kids to understand that like not everyone is from here. People have, you know, different cultures and heritages. And like, it was just really cool to see such different people come together within the community. But now I think because we're kind of going back to what we call the new normal, right? And so people are just craving to be out and do things in a safe manner, but face to face. And that's why Boomo Work has been really exciting for us, because a lot of parents want to actually be working, even though they could work from home. They're like, we worked from home for a year. Like, we don't want to be here anymore. So we see parents now just like coming to Boomo Work, sometimes to work, but sometimes just to hang out with other parents, right? And so that's been really cool to see.
That's so nice. I think that's so, how do you also ease the mind of so many new parents who might be wanting to bring their kids there, but worried about the COVID aspect of it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I totally understand. It's, you know, I think people are kind of like setting new expectations now, but for us on the childcare side, we take everything very, very seriously. So every toy gets sanitized after it gets played.
So excited to, I'm going to eventually come and see the workspace, because it's so beautiful and such a great idea, especially as people, you know, come back out and navigate this new normal and feel safe in your space and just the balance of, you know, working and being a new mom and wanting to be a present mom is just seems like it's really achievable in this Boomo workspace. So I'm really excited about it. And I'm so grateful that you took time to tell us all about Boomo. And I can't wait to get more into it. I'm really
Thank
excited.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for this opportunity to talk to you and just having, I don't know. I've been a fan since you sent me your book. And I'm just, I just love this. And my girls loved your book so much. So I hope that one day we can meet each other in person. And
I know, I'm so excited. And your daughter has one of my favorite names, aside from Lila, of course, but Colette, I love the name. Oh. So I hope to come and meet them someday too, and we can come to the space and
we'll have a little play date.
Exactly.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Chriselle. Thank you. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.